I can't argue with them right now. You know, I can't argue with them. They won the last one. They got two Super Bowl rings over the last 4 years. So, you know, we got to keep working. We got to keep working, keep grinding. You know, we'll see what he says after the game.
It's been a while since you guys had a meaningful game in December. What's this feel like for you guys as you approach this?
You know, I can't say it feels great. You know, we're still 5-6. You know, we got a long way to go. But, you know, to actually be playing for something, you know, to be 3-6 and have a chance to, you know, make the playoffs or win the division, you know, obviously a couple of things has to go right. But, you know, and then to win, this, you know, those last two games and be at 5-6 right now, you know, it feels good. You know, it feels good. You know, we're rising to the occasion. You know, we're rising to the occasion. We got another challenge this Monday night. So, you know, like I said, man, it's going to be a big game for us. Big game for us to go out there and, you know, see what we can do. You know, backs against the wall for us. You know, we got to go out there and let it all hang out.
Eli's always 2 weeks. I mean, is this kind of the team that you had envisioned all season long? It just took more time to get it together?
We've been winning, but, you know, we still got a lot of things to work on. You know, we gave up a lot of yards in Dallas. You know, we still came out with the win, but, you know, probably wasn't as pretty as it should have been. So, you know, probably not the team I envisioned, but at the same time, a team that I feel like can get better. You know, I always said, you know, this defense had been playing so bad up until that point, and we're still not playing great, but, you know, we're starting to figure out what we need to do to win games and to make plays. And, you know, as long as we can continue to do that, you know, we feel great with this offense and this special team unit that, you know, we can hold our end up the bargain too.
Eli always seems to have this kind of pouty look on his face, and a lot of his passes come out and they're sort of ducks, yet the dude wins. What makes him such an elite quarterback?
I mean, just the knowledge of his offense, the knowledge of the guys he has around him. I was just comparing it, you know, I was just talking to these guys outside, you know, about just their receivers being in just constant, feng shui with them. They always seem to know what he's thinking. And, you know, they were bad for a little while after Plaques left because those guys really didn't figure out what they needed to do. Now they're back being a good football team, a great passing attack, because those guys kind of know how to read coverages and they're working together. And, you know, when that happens, it gets a little scary for, you know, for other teams. So, you know, like I said, you know, we got a big talent. It's hands full, you know. Looking forward to going out there and playing.
After losing to them earlier in the season, a lot of guys said that they felt like that was a game you guys should have won. What are your thoughts on the second time taking on the Giants and what you got to do?
Finish the game, you know, play all 60 minutes. You know, we can't talk about shoulda, woulda, couldas. They got the win, we got the L. So, you know, like I said, Monday night's going to be a great game for us. World will be watching. Can't wait to go out there and play.